Something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's Wednesday recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. The guests are gone, but leftovers, well, they are leftover. And the Thanksgiving host household is weary of turkey sandwiches for yet another day. If you are still nibbling away at a 20-pound bird, here's a quick fix that will resurrect taste buds and wipe out the leftover bounty. I call it turkey turnkey because in just a few steps you have a brand new meal straight out of the oven door. You'll need 8 ounces of penne pasta, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1 medium onion thinly sliced or chopped, 2 stalks of celery chopped, 1 4-ounce can of sliced mushrooms, 1 tablespoon of flour, 1 1/2 cups of chicken broth, 4 ounces of cream cheese, 1 cup of grated Parmesan, 4 cups of your cooked and chopped turkey, and 1 cup frozen peas and 1/2 teaspoon of parsley. The directions are to cook your pasta according to the package directions, drain and set aside. Heat your oven to 350 degrees and prepare a 9x11-inch casserole by greasing the bottom and sides. Meanwhile, you'll heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a large skillet over medium heat and sauté your onions, celery, salt, and pepper, stirring occasionally until the vegetables are tender. It should take about 6 to 8 minutes. In the last couple of those minutes, add the mushrooms. Sprinkle flour over the vegetables and cook, stirring 1 minute more. Add your chicken broth and bring to a boil, stirring occasionally again until it's slightly thickened, and then remove from the heat. Now add in the cream cheese and 3/4 cup Parmesan and stir until the cheese melts. Add the sauce to the pasta along with the chopped turkey and toss to coat, and then fold in the 1 cup of frozen peas. Now turn your pasta and turkey mixture into the prepared casserole and sprinkle the top with parsley and bake for 15 to 20 minutes at 350 degrees or until heated through. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. And while you're there, how about telling us what you do with the leftovers at your house? This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.